Hi, thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about construction sector is not an industry for everyone to sustain. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for used, good used quality equipment? Then give me a call at 817-733-3799 or go to our website and then call me at www.startractor.com. All right, here we go on to podcast. There is a notion amongst a good number of people that if you are a part of the construction industry or if you own your own construction company, then you do not have to worry for the rest of your life as you're associated with a business that always takes care of all your financial needs. Well, we all know what the truth about that is. However, the fact is absolutely contrary to the notion, and people who are linked with this kind of job indeed have a hard time to sustain, and they got to thrive hard for any small project that they can manage to get. As far as big construction houses are concerned, they may not be worried about getting small projects, but they have their own problems which may be more difficult to surpass. Since they have big projects, they are involved with big clients that they can't afford to lose, and they have completed their work come what may within the given deadline. Again, you know, basically they have to keep working, you know, they got to get going on their projects and keep being positive. In case they fail to do so, it simply tarnishes their reputation as a reliable construction company. A big construction company can afford to lose anything other than their goodwill. Number one, should be sharp and ready to deliver at all levels. In order to make it big in the construction domain, you need to be sharp and quick in taking decisions that might not give you more time. If you take time thinking, you may just lose the deal, as there are many who are waiting to take on those projects. So jump on them, you know. Therefore, whenever you get to see an opportunity on your way, try to grab it with both hands after considering if you will be able to complete it in a decent or designated time frame without compromising the quality of your work. Next, keeping too many projects can be very risky. Chew what you can swallow, people. Taking too many projects can be very dangerous to the prospects of your company and have a high stain of reputation of your company. You should take a moment to think if you would be able to handle more than one job at a time, and if you have those competent workers who can manage to take multiple projects at the same time. Alternatively, you should have detailed knowledge of the existing projects, which will help you take better decisions, therefore not jeopardizing the prospect of your company. And lastly, having a good, sound financial backing is important. While you are in the process of completing a project, you should always and also keep in mind that you will be requiring a lot of money to take the job towards the completion. You know, you have to have a nest egg put aside for each project because you might not get paid for 30, 60, 90 days. If you do not have the money, then you may find yourself in deep trouble. Therefore, while you are on with your work, also keep a note on your finances. Do not empty your treasure box, as it may take time for your clients to pay you back. People who can make proper strategies and can follow them religiously are the ones who are able to sustain in this industry. You know, be smart with your money. Be smart with your projects. Again, I'm here for you. My mobile number is 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.